Yeah, we are truly on the home stretch of this podcast now, at episode 201. To repeat what I said yesterday, there's going to be quick 5-minute episodes now. Because it's very clear there is only one thing to talk about now. Have I immaculately conceived a child? And am I God? They're the crucial things now. Everything else is irrelevant. And that's what you find when you get older, isn't it? That's the beauty of getting older. You absolutely work out what's important and what you want to do, what is good and worthwhile, and what is essentially crap. And it's a hard thing to admit, but when you're putting out a lot of comedy output like I've done for over 10 years, some of it is going to be crap. Such a hard thing to admit. You get reviews at the time that say, oh, this was crap. And you look up the reviewer and they're in their 40s and you're in your 20s. And you're like, what do you know, granddad? When you reach your 40s, you think, oh God, you were right. It was crap. Why on earth did I end that show on a rap? I spent months when I could have been writing jokes learning how to do one of the quickest raps ever. Why? Why? I'm not a rap star. This is comedy. It was ludicrous. So there are exceptions, but in my experience, you know, like Frankie Boyle, a Scottish comedian, said he was giving up stand up at 40 because comedians over 40 are irrelevant and have nothing to say. But thank goodness, you know, he's gone back on that, because the opposite is true. There are exceptions, but I think the opposite is true. Generally, comedians under 40, they look really funny and they're full of energy, and you think, oh, this is funny. People are laughing, and to all senses it appears that it's funny. But when you get to 40, you realise, oh no, it isn't. It wasn't. And that's the truth, isn't it? And I know when I'm 60, I'll have an even greater level of introspection. I'll look back at what I'm doing now and I'll say, why were you swearing so much? That's lazy. And when I'm 80, I'll look back and think, why weren't you just being more silly? Why aren't you being more like Mr. Bean? That's comedy. That's comedy. That's the comedy my granddad enjoyed. Even in his final years, when he had Alzheimer's, he enjoyed that Mr. Bean. I remember when he had, in his final years, you know, it finally took hold of his mind, he still smiled and laughed at Mr. Bean. And at one point, when we really thought he would never speak again, my granddad, he turned to me and he said, Nathan, why are you ending your stand-up show on a rap? Fucking hell, man. And why are you swearing so much? Be more like Bean. Be more like Bean. And when you're 100, that's when you truly understand comedy. You understand everything. I might repeat this podcast at 100 and do it for every day for the year. I hope you don't fear getting older. I do sometimes, but then I think, what am I going to be like as a comedian at 100? I think I'm fearless now, and of course I'm held back by certain things. And more than anything else, I'm held back by hope. Hope that this is going to go there and this is going to do that, and this is going to... That's what holds back most comedy. Hope. That's why the young people are held back and they don't realise it. Because they have so much hope. Lose hope and great comedy emerges. Have hope. And you end up doing a shitty little rap or something similar. Lose hope. Lose everything. That's when comedians do their best work. Believe me, I know. I know. Anyway, let's end on a rap. Here we go, here we go. What was I thinking? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.